It's a new day and a new month. Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. First up today, we are heading to Europe. Greece has been dealing with severe economic problems. It's been getting financial bailouts from the European Union, and the country is looking for more help right now. These bailouts come with conditions. Greece has to find ways to reduce its massive debt. On Sunday, Greek lawmakers agreed to cut 15,000 jobs by the end of 2014. This vote and others in the past have not been popular. Critics argue that the steps Greece is taking to get the bailout money are increasing unemployment without really helping the country's economy. Next today, we're heading to the Netherlands. For the first time in more than 120 years, that country has a king, King Willem-Alexander. He took over the throne on Tuesday when his mother, the former Queen Beatrix, stepped down. The process, called the Instrument of Abdication, is outlined in that country's constitution. Back in January, Queen Beatrix said she thought it was time for a new generation to lead. Crowds gathered outside the palace in Amsterdam for yesterday's event. It all happened on the Dutch national holiday called Queen's Day.
Is this legit? DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. It's true. DNA is a code to a person's genetic information, and it's in nearly every cell in the human body.
DNA is like a set of biological instructions. It's what makes each species, each person, unique from others, and it can play a big role in criminal investigations, as you might have seen on TV. Investigators can use something called a DNA fingerprint. It's a profile based on information from 13 DNA regions. Experts say if it's used in the right way, this profile can help accurately identify people. Authorities in Boston told CNN they've found female DNA evidence on a fragment from one of the bombs that exploded there in last month's terrorist attack. That could mean that a woman worked with the bombing suspects, but investigators say the DNA could also come from any woman who touched any item used to make the bomb. It could also be from a female victim. Those bombs went off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. The city's police commissioner says he'd consider using drones, unmanned aircraft, to increase security and surveillance at next year's race. Lori Siegel looks at some of the different ways those vehicles can be used.